Farmers and Ranchers Want Tax Relief. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, tax issues are a top concern for the nation's farmers and ranchers, and they're anxiously waiting to see what Congress will do about them. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Farmers and ranchers are hoping the lame duck session of Congress is not completely lame and addresses expiring tax cuts and incentives.
Farmers and ranchers are facing a huge tax increase on January 1st if Congress doesn't act, and they need to act soon. There's considerable confusion over what the tax rates will be. Farmers don't know what they're going to have to pay, what they're not going to have to pay, and it makes business planning a nightmare.
American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says members of Congress know that something needs to be done. The question is whether they can work together enough to reach a compromise.
The biggest tax increase is the estate tax, where the exemption will go down to $1 million and the top rate will be 55%. But there's a long list of other tax increases facing farmers. Another big one is the capital gains tax, where the top rate will jump from 15 to 20%. And all of the individual income tax rates are set to go up.
Wolf says Congress also needs to renew tax incentives for ethanol and biodiesel to protect the struggling renewable fuels industry.
Farmers and ranchers are seeking certainty, and we'd like to see the lower tax rates made permanent. I'm not sure that's quite in the political cards, so a good compromise would be a 2 or 3 year extension of the laws we have this year, except for estate taxes, where they do need to take the initiative to provide additional relief.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, the Farm Bureau believes every American should care where their food comes from. It's an important part of our national security, being able to produce our own food supply, and taxes are a huge part of doing business in agriculture. And farmers and ranchers need stability in the tax code. Without it, it's hard to plan on what to plant. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.